Tom Hanks in A League of His Own. With a joy for life and a knack for kindness, the superstar is now playing one of TV's most beloved icons in the new film. At first glance, it doesn't seem like that big a stretch for Tom Hanks to play Mr. Rogers. Cast as the children's TV icon in the new film, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, the Oscar winner has a way of projecting positive energy, a palpable kindness, on anything he touches. Much as Fred Rogers did in his 3 decades on public television before his death in 2003. But to those who know Hanks well, the two men are very different people, says co-star Matt Rhys. Tom is incredibly fast, sharp-witted, humorous in that lightning-quick way, and he moves and talks very differently from Fred Rogers. Hanks admits his biggest challenge was slowing down, as he told CBS This Morning, insisting that it was terrifying to take on the role of such a treasured public figure. The actor worked hard at it, says the film's producer, Peter Serafe. Not just getting Fred's slow pace, but his uncompromised listening, his intuition. Intent on not doing an impersonation of Rogers, Hanks was outfitted with only a wig, eyebrows, and, of course, the host's trademark cardigan. It was an embodiment and an essence, Rhys adds. And when you see the transformation, you realize that wily old fox Hanks has gone and done it again. And just like that, Hanks is also once again a frontrunner for awards season. In almost 4 decades on screen, the actor, who is 63, has won back-to-back Academy Awards for 1993's Philadelphia and 1994's Forrest Gump, and starred in dozens of beloved hit movies. He and his wife, actress Rita Wilson, have embodied Hollywood, hashtag couple goals, for 31 years. And he's earned a reputation as an all-around good guy, an everyman on and off screen whom audiences adore. Now, Neighborhood underlines a distinction that Hanks has learned to embrace. I recognized in myself a long time ago that I don't instill fear in anybody, he recently told the New York Times, of his choice of roles over the years. That's different than being nice, you know. I think I have a cache of mystery, but it's not one of malevolence. With his flair for playing heroes, his talent is sometimes taken for granted because he's that good, says his friend Ron Howard, who directed him in 1984's Splash and 1995's Apollo 13.